Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, December 8th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to hear from the head of Instagram from his recent Ask Me Anything, where he answered a lot of good questions like, does someone watching my reel at 2x speed affect the calculated watch time? That's actually a fantastic question. He doesn't have the answer, but we'll get into it. Also, how short is too short for a reel? And how long should I try new content or just move on to something else if it's not working? We also talk about how Instagram counts views for photos or carousels when they're previews, when someone looks at your profile page, for instance, or sees a piece of your content in the Explore page. We'll talk about all of that plus more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. We're diving into what the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, shared on his recent Ask Me Anything, and let's start with the most interesting questions. The first one, does someone viewing my reel at 2x speed affect the calculated watch time? This is a great question. You want to obviously have a high watch time that indicates that people are spending time watching your video, but since many people, myself included, spend all their time watching reels, holding down on the reel so that they can watch it twice as fast, saving time, you want to understand, does that impact the calculated watch time? I think if you get that question, it makes sense right away, but if not, just take a minute. You'll get it once he explains the answer.
That is a great question. It shouldn't. You should get credit as if they'd watched the whole thing at normal speed, but I will double check with the team. Really good question.
Okay, moving on. How short is too short for a reel? I'm going to let Adam answer, and then I will give my own take.
Well, don't try to hack things. There's definitely people who've tried to make really short reels because they think it's going to help with getting more viewership because it gets more rewatches. That does not work. Just go with whatever works for the message that you're trying to deliver, the story you're trying to tell. I wouldn't go over 3 minutes, but I wouldn't worry too much if it's 20 seconds or 40 seconds or a minute. I just go as long as it takes me to say what I need to say.
That's a good answer, but I think you need to think about it a little bit more. If you are going to be, for instance, explaining a concept, you want to figure out how long it is before most people who are interested in that topic would drop off. And Instagram does show you the average watch time of the videos that you've made. So if you look at the average watch time and you see that most people drop off after X number of seconds, whether that's 30 seconds or 20 seconds or whatever, that might indicate that people who are interested in that topic are either losing interest at that point or they've reached the maximum part of what they want to know by that point, or you need to get to that point quicker. So I think looking at that average watch time can help you to make a more informed decision about how long your video should be. Let's move on to the next one. How long should I try new content or just move on if it's not working? I'll let Adam go and then I'll give my take.
Definitely don't overreact to any one post doing particularly poorly or particularly well. You got to look for patterns. So if you have a new idea, try it a handful of times before you give up on it. Maybe also try to evolve it. If you do 3 or 4 and it doesn't quite work, maybe there's another angle at that idea. Because if you're excited about it, it's worth giving it another round of tries if you can come up with a new way of pursuing that idea. So for me, I used to try to highlight creators every week. I did it in stories that didn't do really well. Then I did green screens where I talked over their profiles and that did okay, but then it didn't do very well. And then I kind of found a successful formula, at least for me, where I do these carousels. I get them to send me a selfie and then I post a bunch of their work, and those tend to do the best. So third time was a charm on that one for me.
I think about this a little bit differently. You are putting a lot of time and energy into creating your content, which Instagram is not paying you for. If you were to change the format or the formula or your approach or whatever you decide to change, that is going to take time and energy, which Instagram is not compensating you for. Therefore, whatever method you change to or whatever formula you retool for, whatever you change to, that new thing has to be enough that you can do it consistently without getting burned out. This is not going to be something that you find success with necessarily overnight. If you do, I'm very happy for you. But I think that's more unlikely. What is more likely is that you will keep reworking and retooling the formula until you do find something that works. And frankly, that can be exhausting. If you find a pace that is going to burn you out quickly works really well, then something is wrong there. So think really carefully about how you use your time and your energy. Okay, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's better. on Reels, voiceovers, or talking directly to the camera. We'll also talk about trial Reels and when the best time to post them is, and what counts as a view for photos or carousels. All of that after the break. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, which is better, voiceover or talk to camera Reels? I think this question really comes down to what you like to make better. If you don't like seeing yourself on camera, then voiceover would be much better.
I don't know for sure. Again, this is probably more of a creative choice. If I had to guess, talking to camera might perform a little better for the average person because people kind of want to feel like they're getting an authentic take from somebody, generally speaking. But again, it's probably more about individual preference.
The next question is very technical. What counts as a view for photos or a carousel? Adam's answer is very interesting because they have changed the way they count views to make it less confusing, and I think that change actually makes sense. Here's Adam to explain.
Glad this question is here because this actually changed recently and then we just changed it back. So we added, and you saw a bunch of view counts jump up a bunch, counting views of photos and carousels just for the previews in Explore or Profile, even if you didn't tap in. We did this because it's actually the industry standard, but it's pretty confusing, and I think it also doesn't really feel like a real view, so we went back to not counting previews, where you would see the preview of a photo on a profile or an Explore, as actual views. This actually brings the view count metric down, but doesn't change how many people actually see your post at all. It's more of an accounting thing, but this felt like the more consistent, honest thing, or at least easier to understand thing, even if it's not quite the industry standard. So apologies for the confusion.
I actually think that makes sense. Just because someone scrolls through your profile page and happens to see a picture for a second or two does not necessarily mean that that should count as a view. They didn't tap on the carousel. They didn't slide through any of the slides. I don't think it should count. So that change overall makes sense to me. The next question has to do with trial Reels and when the best time to post them is. Historically, you've always been able to see when the best time to post on Instagram is because you can see when most of your followers are on Instagram and you could post right before that time. The question, how to know when to post my trial reel, is because you cannot see when most of the people Instagram will show your trial reel to, the people who do not follow you, are online. So actually, this question makes a lot of sense.
It's really just up to you. I actually don't ever use trial reels because I'm comfortable just posting and seeing how it does. But if you are not, and you are worried that some of the things that you post are going to either annoy your followers or you don't want them to show up on your profile unless they do well, then I would post a trial reel because you can then see how it does before you decide to also push it to your followers and to your profile.
In my opinion, honestly, that's a feature that Instagram could implement that would help to expose trial reels to more people who could potentially follow you. So hopefully the Instagram team takes that one back. The last question we're going to talk about today, how can I know as soon as someone posts something? Notifications? The answer to that is yes. There are notifications for posts, stories, DMs. There's tons of notification options within Instagram. I personally have turned them all off, but you can certainly customize yours however you see fit. Here's the head of Instagram to explain.
If you want to know as soon as someone posts on Instagram, you can go to their profile and you can actually subscribe to get notifications every time they post a post or a story or anything else. So check it out. I do it for a couple of my very, very favorite creators.
Just as a quick aside here, one alternative to turning notifications on might be to add them to your favorites and then change your Instagram feeds when you open the app to your favorites feed, and then you will see the content from the people who you truly care about most. Just an idea as an alternative to notifications, because who wants their phone going off all the time? Certainly not me. That is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know about.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. All your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts.
and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.